And time now to talk about the week in sports. And there's a lot happening these days, beginning with the Red Sox, who are struggling to recapture a bit of last year's championship magic.
Also, the World Cup begins tomorrow in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And the hope for a Triple Crown winner came
and went. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, joins us now. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So I'm afraid we're going to have to start with the Red Sox. And you and I were...
Why am I not surprised?
You and I actually were having an interesting conversation just recently about this team, and I have to ask you, what are we to make of them? They lose 10 in a row, they win 7 in a row, then they lose 5 in a row. So to me, it's interesting because they're substantially the same team they were a year ago, and yet they sure aren't playing like they were a year ago.
Well, I guess the short answer to this question is the same answer I got years ago when NPR sent me to talk to the Orioles the year after they had won the World Series. They finished last in their division. And I talked to several players, and they all gave me the same answer. They said, last year, everything that could go right went right. This year, everything that can go wrong is going wrong. And I suppose that means from injuries to players thinking they've been put in the wrong position to guys suddenly going into prolonged batting slumps all at the same time. And it taking 10 games for somebody to wake up and drive in some runs, all the kind of vagaries that make baseball what it is.
Well, one of the themes we always talk about with you is how you're a fan of the story as opposed to the outcome in sports. And I agree with you, but I'm confused about the Red Sox in this way. I'm not sure what the story is. Is it first to worst? Is it, no, they're late bloomers?
Well,
no,
they're
going to be contenders again? I'm sort of at a loss.
I'm beginning to doubt that they'll be contenders. Yeah. This year. But I'm going to adopt the Charlie Pierce theory of the 2014 Red Sox, which is they were such fun last year. Let's give them a pass.
Okay. All right. We'll give them a pass. And that's it for the Red Sox. Sasha.
And Bill, I want to ask you about the big story in horse racing this week, which is that, of course, a lot of racing fans had hoping that California Chrome was going to be the first horse in 3 decades to win the Triple Crown of the Belmont Stakes on Saturday. But he finished fourth.
Tied for fourth.
What was tied?
It was a dead heat for fourth, as I understand.
And I think
it.
2 lengths behind the champion Tonalist. So the co-owner of California Chrome, Steve Coburn, was criticized for being a bad sport about the loss because he called the other horses and their owners a bunch of cheaters. And he argued that the horses who don't have enough points to run in the Kentucky Derby should not be allowed to run for the Triple Crown at Belmont the same year. Here he is talking to ESPN last weekend.
These people, they nominate their horses for the Triple Crown, which means three. And then they hold out 2 and then come back and run 1. That'd be like me at 6'2 playing basketball with a kid in a wheelchair.
Now, Coburn has since apologized for these comments. But I wonder, Bill, if you think he has a fair point. Because he did say that it's true. Some of the horses running hadn't raced as frequently as his horses did in the weeks leading up to the Belmont. So other horses were fresher and less tired.
Yeah, there are a whole bunch of theories about how to train racehorses. One is run your horse a lot so he'll always be in shape. Another is rest your horse a lot so he'll always be in shape. You pick your theory. No, he doesn't have a point, and his analogy is stupid and insulting. People make all sorts of decisions about what to do with their horses. It's true at the track every day, and it's just as true of big money races like the Triple Crown races.
Now, horse racing is a sport struggling a bit to maintain its fan base, maybe an older fan base. Do you think if there had been a Triple Crown win, that would have been a good boost for the sport's popularity?
History suggests that there is a very short-term boost. I don't think it's the long-term boost. I think Massachusetts, in that respect, is probably representative. The track here in Boston, Suffolk Downs, has been saying for some time that they can't make it without offering opportunities to gamble beyond betting on horses. And I think that's the case across the country. Lots of tracks have closed.
Bill, let's move on to World Cup soccer.
Good idea.
From the Red Sox to horse racing to now something Bill is really happy about. The World Cup kicks off tomorrow when Brazil faces Croatia. There aren't huge expectations for Team USA right now, but the team did win all 3 of its preliminary matches, including a match against Nigeria, considered to be a pretty strong team. So here's the U.S. men's national soccer team coach, Jurgen Klinsmann, expressing an uncharacteristic amount of confidence to ESPN yesterday.
I don't think so that they are better than us. I think that we are eye to eye with them. I don't think that we are an underdog by absolutely no means. I think we are there to challenge them and go into the next round.
So get to the next round. Bill, what's your view on how the U.S. Will compete in this tournament?
I think they'll compete well. I don't necessarily think they'll get to the next round, but they've got a tough go. Portugal is very good. Germany is always strong and always seems to be ready at the World Cup level, although European teams traditionally don't do especially well in tournaments in this hemisphere. And then Ghana is hardly a gift. The first team that the U.S. plays, Ghana's beaten them twice in the last two, or stopped them twice in the last two World Cups. So it certainly won't be easy, but there's some players. The game has grown in this country. We have a league of our own that showed some stability, and we got lots of U.S. players who've had some success, at least in Europe. I'm thinking Clint Dempsey in the U.K., and lots of goalkeepers who've gone over there and done just fine. So I don't think they're going to be a patsy for anybody.
You saw a bunch of the preliminary matches this week, a bunch of the other ones. Who should we be keeping an eye on? Who are you excited to see?
Well, you have to worry a little bit about Ghana, which may be peaking at the right time. They beat South Korea convincingly in their last preliminary match. Otherwise, it's anybody's guess, and that's why the World Cup is such fun.
All right. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear it right here on WBUR Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Stay with us. Coming up, we'll be talking about the resurgence of craft beer here in New England. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.